Good morning, everyone. Some years ago, a renowned actor was at a church function, and so they asked him if he would recite something for the pleasure of the guests. So he consented and asked if there was anything special that they wanted to hear. After a minute or so, the elderly pastor asked, "Would you proclaim the 23rd Psalm?" Paused for a moment, then he said, "I will, on one condition, that after I recite it, you, Father, will do the same." Well, the elderly pastor said, "Well, I'm not as an eloquent reader as you, but if you wish, I shall do so." So, impressively, the actor began the psalm. "The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. His voice and his intonation were perfect. He held his audience spellbound." And as he finished, a great burst of applause broke from his guests. And as it slowly died away, the elderly pastor rose and began to proclaim the same psalm. His voice was not remarkable. His tone was not faultless. But when he finished, there was not one dry eye in the room. The actor rose up again. His voice quivered and he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I reach your ears. Your pastor reach your heart. The difference is just this. I know the psalm. He knows the shepherd. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me." The voice of the shepherd is at the heart of the church this Sunday. It is the World Day of Prayer for Vocation. The whole church prays that men and women will be receptive to his voice. We must not forget that the voice of the shepherd speaks to each and every baptized person, calling each one to live a life that looks towards God. Besides this, we are called to enable each other in finding our particular path and sticking to it. No two people will follow the exact same path, and yet all the path along which he leads will open the green pastures. For this is why he came. "I came that you may have life, and life in its abundance." There are no dead ends if we are listening to his voice and following him. This might be easier said than done. And this is what I mean. Have you ever traveled through the narrow, crowded streets of a local town market, Mexico, Cuba, or the Dominicans? If so, then you experience the competing calls for your attention from all the vendors along the line of the pathways. The voices call out from every direction, hoping to attract your attention by saying just the right thing, just in the right tone, even in your own language, which they try to guess by the clothes that you wear, the style, the way you walk and carry yourself. A couple of years ago, Lynn and I were in Cuba and we went to this marketplace, and I happened to be wearing a Montreal Canadian t-shirt. I got bombarded all over the place, and at one point Lynn turns around and she looks at me, "Out of all the shirts that you own, you had to wear that one today." But in the end, it all sounds like babble, for they're not truly familiar in a personal way. This is what life can feel like. Sometimes we hear a lot of noise, a lot of different calls, and we're not sure which way we should turn or look. This is what these markets feel like to me. And other times, we hear the voice of our mother, our friends, a loved one, and our response is instantaneous and trusting, because they call us by our name. You see, Jesus gives us a window into the relationship with his Father. In fact, he reveals that this relationship with his Father is the same relationship that we have. The relationship that he has with his Father is because he knows his dad's voice. And he's eager to obey. He lays down his life for us because the Father saw our scattered lostness and looked for a solution. God himself would rescue the sheep, and the Son heard the command to save, and he went. The relationship between shepherd and his sheep are no different to us. I once read a story of this common occurrence where shepherds would actually pull their resources to safeguard and patrol their flocks at night against predators. So what they would do is 3-4 shepherds would find one large pasture and they would gather them all in this one spot, 300-400 sheep, and they would take posts around the flock. And each one of them would take the time and watch over the flock. And if anything, any occurrence, any noise, they would quickly rush in if there was a commotion to protect any one of the sheep that was maybe in danger. Then at sunrise, the shepherd would be ready themselves for another day of work, and they would go on their separate ways. What's amazing about this story is how the shepherd would separate their sheep in the morning. All they would do is simultaneously call out with their voices, and hundreds of sheep instantly would separate themselves, shuffling in the direction of the shepherd calling out. The sheep truly did know and recognize the voice of the shepherd. The shepherd knew his sheep, and they knew him. Jesus always calls us by our name. Always. Our challenge today is to hear the voice of Jesus, to recognize it, and to follow it. To hear the voice of Jesus, to recognize it, and to follow it. I would love if we lived in a world that mirrored that early morning departure of the shepherds, where all those being called, where Jesus wanted us to go, and following him immediately without hesitation. Instead, it seems like we're oftentimes funneled and pushed down the vendor line of the streets of that marketplace with no hope of recognizing a personal voice. I am sure we all have a personal story of recognizing voices. We have a friend or a family who calls us up on the telephone, and it seems that we just have to hear that very first word, and we know right away who that person is on the other line, even if we haven't spoken to that person in months or even years. That same kind of instant recognition can be observed when a child hears the voice of his mother. Imagine a playground full of kids and moms sitting all around the perimeter of that park, and there's voices and sounds all over the place playing in that playground. But there's nothing that catches the attention of a child who is climbing up the monkey bars just a little too high when they hear that voice. Get down from there. It doesn't matter what's happening with the sound there. They hear it. They may not obey it, but they definitely hear the voice where it's coming from. So perhaps some of the big questions we should ask ourselves is, are we listening? What are we listening to? Do we take the time and try to recognize the voice of Jesus in our prayers? In the quiet of our hearts, in the silence. It was John of the Cross who said, God's first language is silence. Silence is the ongoing event of love in which we are all invited to partake. Our challenge is to be inwardly still enough and outwardly undistracted to perhaps experience the divine life. Are we able to fine-tune our spiritual ear in the silence, to pick out the voice of Jesus? Can we recognize his voice in our ordinary day-to-day lives? Can we recognize the voice of Jesus coming through others as instrument of love and concern? This past Monday evening, I had my men's fellowship group at home. We've been meeting for 5 years now, and we actually call each other BIC, B-I-C, Brothers in Christ. No matter what we do in our evening, we always take 10 to 15 minutes of complete silence. We close the lights, not a sound, and we allow ourselves to go into the silence. Not until we've done that do we come out and begin to share. When I was sharing my recent joys of being a granddad, some concerns I've been having in my life, because I trust them and know them, the words that they share, the wisdom, the love, it is unmistakably those of Jesus. We can feel his presence when we come together. I truly believe that we can all do well to rid ourselves of some of the competing babble in our lives. So this is my prayer for today, that each one of us would find the same trust and confidence in our Lord, that each one of us may hear the shepherd's voice, his voice calling every morning, to hear his voice through friends and family, so we may find him, following his voice, leading us on our rightful path, our rightful vocation, and allowing us to serve him in every circumstances of our lives.